This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What they say is a nutrient-rich baby formula. High gas prices are having a significant impact on all kinds of transportation and jobs that rely on transportation and gasoline specifically, and that includes first responders. So what does that mean? A tourist helicopter carrying six crashed in Hawaii. I've taken that tour, and I kind of held my breath when I was looking at that story. They survived, which is amazing. And did you survive what happened on primetime? Yes, indeed. It was a first. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So what happened in primetime is on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Select Committee investigating January 6th after a year held its first public hearing. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said everyone in the country was responsible for the January 6th event. When pressed if it was the former president Donald Trump's fault, he says Democrats' primetime hearing is a distraction that won't fool the American people. Do you believe that Joe Biden was the legitimate victor of the 2020 election? And do you believe Donald Trump was just flat out wrong? This was all part of what McCarthy was asked. And he said, look, you've asked this question for a long time. Joe Biden is the president. And McCarthy said, look, carefully stepping around whether Biden had won the election, he said that he had two choices, two picks to be on the committee, and the colleagues that he originally chose to sit on the select subcommittee investigating January 6th were fired off of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's list because she rejected two of the picks, which included Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, and the other congressman, Jim Banks, Republican from Indiana. And Pelosi rejected them last year. McCarthy withdrew all of his picks in protest. And Nancy Pelosi chose Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, to serve on that committee. So he has a weekly news conference, and McCarthy was asked if he thought Trump bore the blame for the January 6th attack, and that's where he said, I think everybody in the country bears responsibility based upon what was going on in the streets, the riots and everything else that that was taking place. Meanwhile, for this prime time public hearing of what was found out in that investigation, I think a couple of the big moments were when Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards, who was injured after she was part of a fight involving members of the Proud Boys while she was defending the U.S. Capitol during the riot, said during her testimony that the day of the riot was the first time her patriotism had been questioned. And she said it was terrible in dealing with the aftermath of the attack, because she said they dared to question my honor. And she talked about what it was like as it was happening and how terrible it was and things that she was called afterwards, that she was called a traitor to her country. And she said, my oath and my constitution, that is what it's to. I was an American standing face to face with other Americans asking myself how many times, many, many, many times, how had we gotten here? How had we gotten here to this point? The other part of this that was interesting, I think, And she had more specifics on what it was like in dealing with the Proud Boys. The other part I think that was really interesting was Ivanka Trump. They played a clip from the former president's daughter saying she said in the clip she accepted Bill Barr and the Department of Justice's assessment that there was no fraud sufficient enough to overturn the election. No fraud. Then there was the mother of, which is a sad story, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Gladys Sicknick had a box of tissues under her seat and used the tissues, appearing to be crying during the intense video presentation showing how rioters breached the Capitol. He suffered two strokes and died of natural causes a day after he confronted rioters at the Capitol. So that was a big moment, I think, in all of this. His longtime partner, Sandra Garza, was also in the crowd at the primetime hearing and could be seen pushing tears away, too, and watching all of what was, what had happened and watching this really dramatic video that was shown, video that was looped together, video that many people hadn't seen. So after a year and 1,000 witnesses and too many documents to count, the things that I think come out of this, or the thing that is what the focus was, is whether the former president was at the center of this attempted, what they're calling, coup, and this unreleased video, because of the way it was all looped together, how horrific it was, and how violent it was. The violence, the flat-out violence that it orchestrated, that it showed. I mean, that it showed on it. So the committee's investigators are going to, they say, release more of this. They're going to release more documents, and they're in talks with others as this all wraps up. The panel has not committed to the full slate of witnesses for the 6 televised hearings, by the way, and they're still discussing the possibility of public testimony with several prominent Trump-era officials. So you heard me right. This is not a one-and-done scenario. There are other televised hearings set to take place. Ultimately, what will be the outcome of this? And that part is up to you and me, how you feel about what happened with this committee, how you feel about whatever they uncover. Because remember, Donald Trump, the former president, has hinted, I mean, pretty much has said that he is going to run in 2024. Does that thwart in any way his desire to run again? And does this elevate him for people who want to vote for him? Or does it have the opposite effect? And I think part of that will really come down to money more than anything. The shock at the pump, the inflation woes that people are feeling, all of that is going to play into, I believe, how people vote. Cheap movie review coming up around the bend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Where there are serious crises going on around us affecting all of our lives, whether it is the most basic thing of how much can you afford gas, what is it doing as far as taking money out of your pocket, the horrible tragedy in Uvalde and the arguments over where are we with guns, should there be some background checks that are more stringent and red flag laws, and should semi-automatics completely be out of the question when it comes to a ban on assault weapons that was in place until 94. Should that be back in play, the assault weapons ban, or should the other part of this be just that you have to be 21 to get it? So that's part of the raging debate, and we saw what happened earlier on the Hill this week. And now you have the January 6th first public meeting, and then there are other primetime shows, I'll call it, that will unfold, and ultimately, what will that spell for the former president? Does it affect his possible run for 2024 at a time when the current president's popularity ratings, because, you know, you live and die by the poll, are in the toilet? And numerous amounts of sad things that we're all dealing with, and then deciding what's misinformation, what's misleading, and everything else in between, which is so much of what we talk about on this show. So escapism is really, really big right now, right? And when I say escapism, it can come in different forms. But probably one of the biggest forms is the movies, because that's the whole idea, is you go to the movie to feel good, forget the woes, feel like you're kind of disappearing out of the sea of tragedies and things that you're dealing with personally in your life that are affecting you. So as the arguments about like the assault weapons ban in 94 during the Clinton era, as all of that is part of what's happening as far as guns and the assault on the Second Amendment, or no, not an assault on the Second Amendment, or some of what I said, some of the horrible tragedies that we're talking about, which I think all of us agree they should not occur. It should not be in a country as great as ours that kids go to school and can be, have their bodies blown apart, right? Easy to say. How do you stop it? What do you do? And I say that when any of our, what I call, sacred areas are pierced. So churches, we've seen that. Schools, we've seen that. Everyday life, when you're tooling around in a mall and then there's some sort of mass shooting, or you're shopping for groceries. But these are things that we've been talking about since I clicked open this mic 15 years ago. So the Great Escape roundabout way is the movies. The movies, the movies, the movies. The latest movie that people are talking about, and maybe it's because we've been force-fed this, if you've seen any movies, there's running so many trailers for it, is the sixth and final episode of Jurassic Park, Jurassic World Dominion. It's the last of the movies that started in 1993 with a trilogy. They took a break and returned in 2015 with the second round of films. All the original characters from the 93 film are back. They're all back. So this also changes what you see. You see Laura Dern, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and other faces that you would recognize. B.D. Wong from the original film. And is this going to matter? Is this going to make it, is this going to make it more popular to want to go and see this? So here's a little snippet of this new Jurassic Park as part of our cheap movie review. Roll it.
I wanted to show them something that wasn't an illusion. Something that was real. Something that they could see and touch. Creation is an act of sheer will. Life will find a way.
We can't keep her here forever.
They find her, we're never going to see her again. We got to protect her. That's our job.
Humans and dinosaurs can't coexist. We created an ecological disaster.
Ellie Sattler.
Alan Grant.
You didn't come out all this way just to catch up now, did you?
You coming or what?
We're racing toward the extinction of our species.
We not only lack dominion over nature,
we're subordinate to it.
Come back.
I always come back.
That's another plane, right?
Not exactly.
Thank you.
move. Bigger. Why do they always have to go bigger?
Why indeed? So will bigger, badder, better, old cast members, new cast members, will it equate to box office boom? Jurassic World became one of the highest grossing movies in history, if you remember back in 2015. You know how much it raked in? $1.66 billion globally. Will Jurassic World Dominion do the same thing? It is the finale. You know, part of what is interesting about this one, it's 2 hours and 26 minutes long, so pack your lunch or pack serious money that you're saving for a rainy day to go and work the concession stand because you're going to be there for a while. The Velociraptor is the scariest part of the original movie, I think. And in bringing it back around again to the Velociraptor and adding CGI, because so much of this is CGI, does this have a different feel? And the answer is this action-adventure sci-fi drama, of course, has a different look because of that and because of the fact that it's supposed to be this big, bad, epic conclusion. I think many of us will get roped into seeing it because of the nostalgia and we'll want to go back and see it, but will it live up to anything of our expectations? It's interesting because my nephew and other Gen Zers that I know, including our technical maestro for this particular show, Alex Kay, really don't want to see it. And part of it is because they think it's too cheesy. They think the CGI is blah. And ironically, some of how that was created was to pull in younger generations, 20-somethings, and even younger. And maybe it won't do that. Maybe this is going to be about, I read the book, I went, I saw the first one, it was amazing, I hung around for the second, and I just felt compelled to watch them all because then it had disappeared. Or does it have the opposite effect even for an older crowd? My prediction is that you're going to get roped into seeing it somehow, some way. Maybe it's not going to be on the big screen. Maybe it's going to be streaming. But I bet it really does well at the box office. The curiosity factor is just too great to ignore. We'll see. You know I'm going to go see it. I'm already getting roped into it.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all during a call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, Ukraine troops continue to battle for a key eastern city who is now mostly controlled by Russian forces. Maryland authorities have arrested a man armed with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department has charged the 26-year-old man with attempting or threatening to kidnap or murder a U.S. judge. The man, who traveled from California, called emergency authorities saying he was having suicidal thoughts and had a firearm in his suitcase. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice announces the opening of an investigation into the Louisiana State Police following a pattern of beatings of mostly black men by authorities. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark announced the probe and its goal.
Every American, regardless of race, has the right to constitutional policing.
There's a heat wave coming.
The National Weather Service is predicting a dangerous and deadly heat wave across the Southwest through the weekend. The Weather Service in Phoenix, Arizona, is saying over 25 million people are under heat alerts, and dozens of daily high temperature records could be broken from Texas to California. Triple-digit highs are expected across the Southwest, with some areas topping 110. Las Vegas could hit 109 on Friday, and Phoenix could hit 115. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So we're taking you to Hawaii. Wow, who doesn't want to be in Hawaii? And we're going to introduce you to an author, Don Holman. He's in our virtual green room. He has written a book called Mutiny on the Omaha, Book One. And there's an entire series that's going to come out with all of this. In fact, he's written 10 books. He's got 10 books all together, which is mind-blowing in itself. And science fiction is one of my favorites. And he really takes you on a ride with Mutiny on the Omaha. Thanks so much, Don, for joining us.
Oh, great to be here.
So let's talk about your road to, first of all, science fiction. Why science fiction? Did you always have an interest?
I think I've always had an interest. I read grade one. I'm dyslexic. I had a horrible time, and nobody knew it. I didn't know it. I had a horrible time learning to read in grade one. Once I finally got it so that I knew enough to read, I've been reading voraciously ever since. I would go to the library, get 3 books on Friday. Monday morning, I'd get 3 more. Friday, I'd have those done. I'd get 3 more. I was only allowed to take out 3 from that library. And so I've been reading. And science fiction, it just gives scope to the imagination. I mean, why not? You can do anything you want. Any situation, any character, potential problems to solve. So all the, I figure out a problem, and then I have to figure out a way for the characters to solve it. It really keeps you exercised and energized.
So tell us about the story, Mutiny on the Omaha. We're not going to tell everybody everything, but give us sort of the movie trailer version or a sneak peek. What's the story about? And tell us about some of the characters.
Well, it's really kind of prototypical. The young man, he's just graduated or just graduating high school. His father has just gone missing trying to test out an advancement in the space drive in the ship he designed, the changes that he designed for a standard mail ship that goes between solar systems. And he went out to test this change and disappeared. No further word. And, of course, he left lots of debts behind. They're getting kicked out of their house. He's got scholarships, but he doesn't have money to cover room and board and so on. And they don't have his mother is going to visit her sister, but there's no university there. So he decides there's just been war been declared, and so he wants to join the military and work on computers, of course. That's his thing. So he convinces his mother. He joins the military. He gets taken under the wing of a very kind officer. And he's promoted through, the officer says, well, you could take the classes, but you know more than the instructors. So he shepherds him through an accelerated basic training, if you will, or take basic technical training. Then goes on and gets to the school he wants to, which are the super advanced computers that they use to operate the ships and bases and so on. And then he graduates. He goes to another final advanced school that teaches how to use the computers better when there's an attack by the enemy. Some small ships, destroyer type ships that have loaded with, missiles that have atomic warheads, and they have to defend themselves. And he comes up with an idea, puts it out there, and then gets drafted to do something else totally different, of course. Anyway, that's sort of you get the first two or three chapters are kind of getting him ready to do things. Then he starts doing things, and it's the story of where he goes from planet to planet doing various things. Like one planet, he's steward or crew, whatever, on a six space plane that goes up to the space station and then lands with people going on rest and recreation on the planet. And this guy is a little chubby. He's very standoffish. He doesn't even come out of his cabin most stops. He opens the door a crack. He hands in the papers. They hand it back out. But one place on the planet, and it's the only place that was really developed before the military moved into this strategically located planet. There was a diamond mine, a very unusual diamond mine. It was diamonds are often created in a volcano. And this one spewed out ash all over the place for years or decades or whatever. And in that ash, there's lots of these little tiny, tiny diamonds. And the guy that discovered it became very rich and became mayor of the town that grew up. And every time they land there, and this is the only place there's lots of undesirables. Every time they land there, the captain of the space plane grabs his briefcase and rushes off as soon as they land. And then he comes back right before it's time to take off. And of course, the propaganda that they get is, if you see something, say something. Anything unusual, you're supposed to report it. And he doesn't know whether he should report it, or is the guy just being atypical, pain in the behind, or is it something more sinister? So one day he gets the opportunity, and he follows him. And one guy's on the bus and he's having to walk to try to catch up, and he sees them going in, and the volcano the old volcano cone, they took a mining machine and did a spiral up around the edge of the volcano. And from that spiral, which is like a big long ramp about, you know, 6-7 stories high, and then they would dig in and they would mine out little chambers. You can't have too many mined out or it becomes unstable. And the stuff they mine out, it's processed for diamonds, and then they kind of, basically they're fronting money for the mining company to process the stuff that they dig out for diamonds. If they get lots of diamonds, you know, they get their money back. If they don't, well, they've still got place to live or for a store or so on. And he finally finds out where the guy's gone. And he walks around. It's a little store, and there's a bead curtain in the back. And he looks, and there's a spotlight down on this table. And on the table is a Go board. If you've ever played Go or know anything about it, it's a Chinese origin, Japanese national game of Go. And they're playing it, and you know, one arm comes out into the light with a single ring for the captain, showing, you know, he knows who it is, obviously. And he plays, and the other guy plays immediately. And then the captain hesitates and then plays again. Obviously, the guy he's playing with is a lot better than the captain is. So anyway, so all this build up, he just likes to play Go. a fun end to an interesting story. Others, you know, every chapter basically presents a problem, you know, captain that is eccentric and unusual. And then they come along and there's the problem solved. And then, of course, that triggers that the captain will play with him. And they have a much better relationship, and he starts getting invited up to the front cabin occasionally. So, great outcome. But it's, you know, all sorts of different situations in the book and the characters. And the situations of real life, what you might find out. I mean, he's even taken to a brothel. And you find out how he reacts to that. And then he is taken, eventually he's assigned to a space station where the computer, which is the ones he learned to work on and put together and diagnose and so on, is taken to the, sent to the space station. And he's the reason that the shuttle going out to the space station is in such a big hurry. He doesn't know anything. He's substituting it. It got its departure time moved up. He's taking the place of the steward that didn't make it to the shuttle. And so he's first off. He takes everybody's baggage in, goes right through this group of officers waiting for the shuttle. And then he tries to set out for this place on, he doesn't know where it is, but he sets out trying to find the place that he was told to report to, and gets braced up by the drill sergeant type warrant officer, and, you know, drifts up, bounces off the ceiling, comes back down, and eventually makes it to where the computer is and finds out that something's, you know, wrong big time. You don't have a complete computer here. So there's another mystery to solve and another problem.
The only thing people have to do listening to this is to go and get it. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it wherever great books are sold. Mutiny on the Omaha, Book 1, Don Holman. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hey,
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Donna Schubert joins us. Her book is called Reflections, A Struggling Mother's Walk with God. And wow, what a story it is, where she talks about things that happened. It's inspired by a real life event. Some of you could relate to this. Some of you hope this doesn't happen to you. And how do you come out on the other side? Donna, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you, Kate, for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
So tell me the story. Tell us about the real life event that you talk about in the book.
Yes, so my book is really my reflection of walking through an alcohol addiction with my oldest son. And the book is about, again, like I said, my reflection of how things went, things that I did well, things that I didn't do very well. And there was a lot of those things I didn't do very well. And then just looking at all the people in our lives and how we communicate with them. And the book sort of goes through, you know, the married portion of when you're dealing with the addiction of a child, which really could work for any situation where somebody is dealing with an addiction, but it goes through the marriage part. It goes through where there's other children in the home. It talks about that. It talks about other family members and how we communicate with them, or mostly how we don't communicate appropriately with them. And then just your outside influences, your friends, where you try to hide yourself and try to hide your situation. And you're just really not looking for help. You're trying to solve this problem that is unsolvable on your own. And then as I move on through, probably toward the end of the book, it starts to talk about where I met God and started building a relationship with him and how he sort of walked me through that relationship process through starting going to church, which is something that I had never done. It was sort of an on and off thing. And I always had a relationship with God, but it was sort of like this relationship that you have with a distant cousin that you see, you know, every once in a while. And so just walking through that process and all of the things that have changed and how it changed my family, how it brought my son out of the addiction that he was in and allowed him to start working on the true heart problem that he had that was causing him to lean toward trying to self-medicate. And another portion of this book is really explaining the importance of educating yourself when your family is going through something, whether it be addiction or anything. Learn as much as you can about what's going on there so that you can learn to communicate appropriately and that so that you can learn to give them the things that they need to try to walk this thing out.
How tough was it going through that? I mean, you talk about in your book that it was like your worst nightmare, that 14 years old, your oldest child starts to drink, and that catches you off guard because everything's fine, and now all of a sudden, you mentioned it, you don't really reach out for help, you don't want anyone to know, and that even becomes mm-hmm. really tough because you have to spend so much time walking around people, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, yeah, I mean, I know that it sounds, it's not that we didn't realize pretty quick that there was a problem, but, yes, we had no idea. I mean, our child went from, you know, being a straight-A student one day to almost the next day just being a person that we didn't even recognize. So, you know, we weren't prepared, and most of the time nobody is prepared for the things that drop on them like that. But once that happens, you know, everybody around you starts to see that change. And I think as parents, I know from my standpoint, you start to feel shame. You start to feel like, where did I go wrong? What did I do? You know, how am I going to fix this thing? And you just sort of pulling within and saying, okay, I've got to fix this. This is my problem to fix. And we really can't. I mean, as individuals, this is not a problem that we can fix, even when it's our young children, to be able to do that. We have to reach out for help in that situation.
So when people read Reflections, A Struggling Mother's Walk with God, what do you hope they take away?
The main thing that I hope that they take away from this book really is three things, and knowing that if you're going through the situation, an addiction with anyone in your family, that you are not alone. There are so many people that are walking this path, and we need to pull together and get the help that we need so that we can be that role model and that strength for the person that's in our lives. We also need to learn how important communication is with everyone that's in our sphere of influence so that we can stay out of this mode of being hurt by everything that is said to us and that we can stay out of this place of offense, because when we're there, there's no way for us to move forward. And then number three is to really, really strengthen your relationship with God and to pull him into your life. Because once you do this and you can hear him speaking to you and guiding you, then you're going to start to see all aspects of your life change, and you're going to be able to walk in something new and really start becoming someone that you've probably never been. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing, and I want everybody to know.
And saying that's a great thing, what was it like? I like how you described, you know, it was just like a casual relationship. Hey, sometimes you went to church, like they used to say, Christmas and Easter, Christmas and Easter. And
right, exactly.
And so now that changed, and when that switch happened, did that also give you peace?
Most definitely. It is so crazy how once you start that relationship with God and you start listening to Him, all of these things that you've had going on in your mind that you had a thought process about, and I'm talking about negative things, things that you never thought that you could look at in a different way. God can come in and change your mindset on that. And it's really just about infusing that love in your heart that He put in there to begin with. But we allow all these outside worldly influences to change those things in us. God can come in. Listen, I thought that I could never have the same relationship with my child from that day forward, let's say, when he started drinking and things just really started changing in our life. I believe that my relationship with him could never, ever be the same. The Lord came in and changes all of that around and restores all of that. Do we forget the things that transpired? No, that's our testimony. But we can look at these things through a lens that is not filtered by hurt and shame. And that's what God does. That's what God does for everyone. And getting into church and getting in with like-minded people and just building that family and having someone to go to and to love on during the good times and the bad times will change your life, regardless of where you're sitting today. It will change your life.
And how is the son doing now?
He's doing great. He, the 24th of this month will be 5 years sober.
Great.
He's getting ready to have his 4-year wedding anniversary. He owns his own business. He's a different person. I mean, he's back to the person that we knew as that young boy and is just excelling in so many things. And we're so proud. And again, I'm going to throw that back to where it belongs, and that is with God, because God changed that.
Wow, your story is so wonderful and coming out on the other side. And I love where you talk about that. That happens to people. The relationships change and they can't let go of what happened, but instead you learned how to do that. You learned how to do that by having the relationship with God. So the name of the book is Reflections, A Struggling Mother's Walk with God. Donna Schubert,
yes.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. I so enjoyed it.
By the way, you can get the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.